Okay, we're starting Siman Lamed Beis, Hilchos Tefillah. Mitzvos Tefillah, Yichtov Arba Parshios, Shein Kadosh Likol Bukhor Ad L'Moado, that's Vashem Artos, Boaz Osu Moadom Yamim Yamima. First parasha, Voya Kiviyacha Ad Kibokosik Yod, Otsionu Hashem in Mitzrayim, Uparsha Shema Ad Visharecho, Parsha Voyam Shmoya Ad Amoretz. These are the four parshas of the Torah that say the mitzvah of tefillin. So the mitzvah of tefillin is to write on a piece of cloth, on a piece of parchment, the four parshas in the Torah that say the mitzvah of tefillin. What? We're going to see a difference between the Shel Yod and the Shel Rosh. Hagav, the Rama says, the Tzorach HaKost on Kaseder Hazeh. Baseder Hazeh. They have to be written in order of the way it's written in the Torah. Lichtov Tchila Akademis B'Torah. The Yemshin Apostle. Now, what does Apostle mean? Apostle doesn't mean, if you're writing, let's say, on different clothing, so if you wrote first the Shema at 9 o'clock, and then you wrote the others at 9:30, at 10 o'clock, at 11 o'clock. So if the Sefer finds the other parshas that were written before 9 o'clock, he could still use the 9 o'clock. One, it's not possible inherently, it's just possible to be used with the others, because they have to be written in the order that they're written, that they appear in the Torah. First Kadesh, and then Voya Kiviyacha, and then Shema, and then Voyam Shemoya. So that's the order it has to be written in. So when it says possible, it means it's possible to be used together. But it's not possible. I'm saying if he finds a parasha that was written at 8:30 in the morning, and he wrote Shema at 9 o'clock, and he saw it, so that's okay. He just, right, he doesn't have to write all four parshas. So when we say that, when it says puzzle, you understand, when it says puzzle, it doesn't mean it's puzzle and you have to throw it out. It means it's puzzle for these to be used together because they weren't written in the right order. The Yemshina puzzle. V'lechatchila yichtov ashel yod kodem ashel rosh. That's also a din, but that's only a din der Rabbanan, a din lachatchila. That's not ma'akiv, to write the Shel Yod before the Shel Rosh. The parshias of the Shel Yod before the Shel Rosh. Okay. Mishnah Brura. Parsha Shema. The Tzorach Lichtov Dalid, the Echad, the Dalid of the word Echad has to be Kol Kach Gadola, Kamo Dalid, Dals, and Ketanim, like four small Dalids. It doesn't mean it has to be as big as four dalids of the ksav of this particular tefillin. Sometimes that's like huge. It doesn't mean it has to be four times as big as a dalid in this tefillin. It means any time you can squeeze four dalids into there, that's good enough. Rakoshi yeshbo dalid dalsa katanim, oh, it's sagi, that's good enough. That's why if you open up a Tver Tefillin, you're not going to see it four times bigger than another Dalid. You're only going to see it's bigger. That's what this Mishnah Berurah says. It doesn't have to be four times bigger than the Dalid of this Tefillin. It just it could be four Dalids of any Ksav. The Kosvam, you have to write them. In this order, Kol HaParshios, Bein Mi Ashel Yod, Bein Mi Ashel Rosh, Baseder Hazeh. In this order, the way they're written in the Torah, the Chesed, the Pasuk says, Voyu Advarim, Kadzidiyosan Yehu. They have to be in this order. The Koshkein certainly should Tzorach Lizor Mitam Zeh, Sheyeh Kol Parsha Parsha, each word in the Parsha has to be Nichteves Kasidron, has to be written Kasidron. That's the famous din of Kasidron. That's why if the Sefer skips a word, or skips a letter, even if there's room for him to squeeze it in, nothing you can do about it. By tefillin, by mezuzahs, nothing you can do. You can't fix it up anymore. There's no way to fix it up. That's why he has to be such a Yerei. He has to be honest. He could work for 4 hours writing parshas of a pair of tefillin, writing a mezuzah, and the last minute he could skip a letter, and there's room to squeeze it in now if he wrote the next letter. But that would be a violation of this din. This is a din of the oraisa. It's ma'akev. It makes the tefillin or mezuzahs possible. You have to write it in order. So you say Baruch Hashem, by a Sefer Torah, there's no such din. That's why you can fix a Sefer Torah. That's right. If there would be such a din by a Sefer Torah, so whenever you would find a mistake in a Sefer Torah, that's the end of the Sefer Torah. You would have to bury it, put it in Geniza. You wouldn't be able to erase, right? You wouldn't be able to scratch off the letter and fix it up. By tefillin, if something goes wrong, seriously wrong, we'll be learning in this siman how wrong, but if something goes seriously wrong with a letter of your tefillin, seriously wrong, there's nothing you can do about it. The whole tefillin becomes puzzle. You can't fix it, because once you write a letter, it's out of order. So it's puzzle because it's out of order. So there's sometimes you can fix it up, because that's what so much of this siman is going to be concerned with, those dinim. When is it called that the letter is still there? You didn't ruin the letter, so you can fix it up. And it's not called Shaloi Kesidron. But that's the basic halacha. That the parshiyos have to be written Kesidron. Koshkein, the psukim have to be written Kesidron. Koshkein, the words have to be written Kesidron. Koshkein, the letters and the words have to be written Kesidron. So it's a chumra by tefillin and mezuzahs. Okay, Mishnah Brura, and Siv Gimel. There's no way you can fix it up afterwards. If you miss a letter, if you miss a word, you can't fix it up. Come on, the Sifchot Gimel. We'll be learning about this. Yeah, apostle. I knew. What do you mean, apostle? Atfilin Shinasum Yosin Aparshius Apostle. I told you, Aparshius themselves are not apostle. If you wrote it at 9 o'clock, if you found someone wrote the previous Parshius at 8 o'clock, that's fine, no problem. But these Parshius are apostle. The Tfilin Apostle. The Tfilin made with these Parshius would be apostle. Aval Aparshius Atfilin Lo Nitzalu, but the Parshius are not apostle. You just have to find a parasha that was written before, right, on the clock. You have to find, because it doesn't have to be you, it could be a different cipher. You wrote Shema at 9 o'clock, so any Kaddish and Bahiyot Kviyacha that was written before 9 o'clock, you can combine with these tefillin. It's not a problem. So when it says puzzle, it doesn't mean it's inherently nifsal. It just means you can't use these parashas because they were written out of order. When the Hischa looked at parashas Vayah Kviyacha, Yuchel Tzarv was at parashas Kaddish Mitzvillan Acherim. In Yodea Bavada, he has to know for sure Shenichtav Kodem Elo, that it was written before. He has to know that for sure. Tilavach, if he's not sure, Savi Tarel Chumra, we're dealing with a Dindi Araisa. We're not dealing with a Dindi Rabbana, we're dealing with a Dindi Araisa. So Sofeg is L'chumra, you have to know for sure it was written earlier. It was written before this. Bor din beis haksiva haya kesidron, even if it was written in the time kesidron, v'chaka kach nitzol parsha achas ha-mugdemes, an earlier parsha became posel, so nizbatel memele kol ha-parsha shachreo. You can't just fill in the mistake. Well, you're assuming. No, but what are you going to do? If you're writing them on different cloth, and this whole parasha is possible. If you wrote the last two letters out of order, let's say. So everything's fine till then, but you can't fix up those two. You could erase the last two. If it's only two, you could erase the last two and then write them in order. You don't have such a big problem. Whenever you make a mistake, you could erase till the end and rewrite the whole thing. Once it gets to be 200 letters, it's not going to look nice, it's not going to be nice. If you skip a letter in the middle, so, even if there's room, you can't fill it in, because it's being written out of order. But you know what you could do? You could erase everything from that letter on, till the end. Let's say there's only 10 letters till the end. You say, Baruch Hashem, you can erase the 10 letters and then write the whole thing over, the last 10 letters. That's okay. They're being written in order. The only thing you can't do is write it out of order. Theoretically, you can erase everything till the end and then rewrite everything till the end. So it was written in order. Shall Yod? No. Shall Rosh? Yeah. So write a whole new plot.
Just that.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. Even Beiter, even if you wrote them out of order, they're fine. But you can't use these. Let's say you wrote Shema at 8 o'clock and Noyim Shmoy at 9 o'clock and Kadesh at 10 o'clock and Noyim Kviyach at 11 o'clock. So you can't use these four together. But if you find a Kaddish that was written at 7 o'clock, right, then that's okay. You can combine it with your Shema that was written at 9 o'clock. It just has to be written in order. Usually one Sefer sits down and he writes the whole thing. That's nice. They don't mix and match. Probably have Shabbos with the international date line. Let's say in terms of objective time, something was written first, but out the international date line, it was written before. You could have, right? You could have that happen. You could have a pair of tefillin where Shema was written on Monday and Voyam Shemoya was written on Sunday. But it was written afterwards. But it was written before in terms of the dates, but it was written afterwards in terms of objective time. I don't know the Shiloh. It's probably a good Shiloh. It's probably a very good Shiloh. From Hashem's perspective, that was written first. From an astronaut's perspective, someone looking down on the world, so it was written fine. It was written good. But because of the international dateline, so this one was written Tuesday, and the other one was written on Monday. So I'm sure it's a Shailon Dechreinim. No question in my mind, it's a Shailon Dechreinim. You know what the national dateline means? We'll explain it to you one day. It means that Shabbos has to be on Saturday. It means in some parts of the world, Shabbos is on Sunday. Okay. Kodem, Sifkot Nehei. V'lechatchila yichtov shol kadem shol rosh. That's definitely a midrabanan, to write the shol yad before the shol rosh. Yishum demukta b'posuk, because it comes first in the posuk. V'yei shomim lehepech, that you write the shol rosh before the shol yad. M'meisha shol rosh, k'du shosol chamura m'shol yad. How many is to write the Shalyad Parshiyos before the Shalrosh Parshiyos? But that's for sure not Ma'akev. But the Eved Chuli Almain can pay that. That's for sure, but the Eved is not a problem. Especially if there's a Machlokes which way it should be. So it's not going to be a problem. Chosim Sefer HaKavonah Shalachatchili Yizor Litov Kol HaParshiyos Shalrosh V'Shalyad Ritzufa. Write it straight. Lo Yatsik Reneim Shum Dibur Klal. I don't know if the Sofer from Dudas. I'm not acquainted. Somehow I tend to doubt it. It's very hard to do. To sit and write all the parashiyos. It takes him only an hour? To write a shel yad and a shel rosh? Really? Okay. I would imagine it's hard to write in one shot. You have to take a break. You have to write so painstakingly. I don't know. Call up and ask. Well, I'll ask my friend the cipher. Okay, the Bir Halacha stresses that when you say if you wrote it out of order, it's no good. It's even if it's written in the right order on the cloth. Let's say you have a cloth of four columns. So you wrote, you know, you wrote Shema, but you wrote it in the right place in the third column. So now after you finish, it looks good. But still, in terms of time, you wrote it out of order. It's possible. It doesn't matter that it looks like, you know, it's written in the right order in terms of the cloth, but in terms of Mokum, it's no good. In terms of the Zman, it's no good.